This is Dakota Datebook for November 7th. If you were to drive about 8 miles north-northeast of Hazen, you would find two cemeteries and an old flour mill. If you got out and walked around, you might be lucky enough to chance upon an old basement. These are the remnants of Krem, short for Crimea, a name given to it from the many German-Russian immigrants that settled there around the early 1900s. Although it is abandoned now, Krem was once a strong contender for the Mercer County seat against Stanton, nearly taking it in 1906. Krem had been growing since 1902 when Martin Netzer built the first general store. Soon after, in 1903, William Richter opened another general store. The two businesses began viciously competing, which helped Krem become a central hotspot for trade in the county. This growth is what made Krem a popular contender for county seat when the courthouse in Stanton burned down in December of 1905. Krem had widespread support. The Bismarck Tribune said, "It is likely that the county seat of Mercer County will be moved to Krem at the coming election." Krem is situated in the center of one of the richest sections of the state, a gently undulating country settled for 20 years with a happy, prosperous people. And on this date in 1906, the paper wrote, "Mercer County was having a fight, as the location of the present county seat is an outrage. The courthouse should be moved to Krem, or some other point where someone can find out what is going on once in a while." 2 days later, they reported that Krem won by a two-thirds majority. However, the county auditor, Henry Sagehorn, wrote in the Manhaven Journal that a total of 372 votes were cast, of which 236 were in favor of moving and 136 were against it. As this was not a two-thirds majority, the site remained at Stanton. So even though the yeas beat the nays by 100 and Krem had shipped vaults for county offices, Stanton remains the county seat to this day, and Krem is just remnants. The death knell for Krem came in 1914 when the railroad bypassed the town. Perhaps the tracks would have come had it been the county seat. It's interesting to ponder what might have been had the town got just a few more votes. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lucid Thomas. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.